We've taken the decision about closing all of council premises, that is our public premises, the Tower Museum, the Alley Theatre, the Guildhall, our community centres, our leisure facilities. Council staff will continue to report to their place of work as normal, where internal working arrangements are being reviewed and a range of restrictions are put in place, including no external meetings or attendances at conferences. Members agreed that the council will communicate with all third-party facilities, including community centres and art facilities that have a service level agreement with the council. So basically, buildings are closed to the public, but the council will continue to provide a service to the public from behind closed doors.
Obviously, at this point, there is still a difference between what's happening across the border in the Republic and what's happening in Derry City and Strabane. Do you believe that it's almost inevitable at this point that further restrictions will come in across Northern Ireland that will bring things into line with what's happening in the rest of the island, particularly in terms of school closure?
Yes, absolutely. There has been public concern and frustration over the course of the last 24 hours about what is happening right across the board. Derry City and Strabane District Council are autonomous. We are able to take those decisions. So we are guided by all of the advice being given to us by closing the buildings. We are looking to keep them sterile zones. We will continue to work with the statutory agencies and partners in terms of planning and reviewing as we move forward. I believe the council are responding responsibly and promptly at this time in relation to ensuring the spread of COVID-19 is mitigated against throughout the Derry City and Strabane District Council.